USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Protests continued in Portland, Oregon for the 57th straight night. Federal agents remained on the streets of downtown using tear gas at times. Some protesters tried to tear down the fence surrounding the federal court building. Protests during the day on Friday began peacefully. Separate groups of lawyers, healthcare workers, and others intersected together at one point, all protesting not only racial inequality in light of the police killing of George Floyd, but the presence of federal agents in their town.
I think it's awful. No one invited them. They're causing problems. I feel like there's been a lot more violence since they have been here.
As protests continued, a federal judge denied a request for a temporary restraining order against federal law enforcement from Oregon's attorney general. The judge found that Oregon lacked standing in its attempt to limit federal agents. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, survival gardeners. Garden soil isn't what it used to be. In fact, many gardens are farmed out and some are functionally dead. That means adding back the right trace minerals to your soil can immediately catapult your garden fertility, which means, quite naturally, better tasting and more nutritionally dense fruits and vegetables. So if you've got your garden in late and want to help your fruits and vegetables play catch-up, or you simply want to pour on the trace elements to maximize this year's harvest, I've got good news. It's not too late to give everything you've got growing this year in your garden a powerful, life-renewing turbo boost. And the best part? This unique product creates a type of trace mineral synergy, which means that each mineral and trace element in the formula makes all the other minerals and trace elements much more effective than if they were used alone. Go to cmazing.net to turbo boost your garden. That's cmazing.net. Improve flavor, increase your harvest. Go to cmazing.net.